Hello, you wonderful degenerates, and welcome to episode 3, season 4 of Monster Mates.
Let's go! Welcome!
Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 90.
27.
27 is a number you have not done, and it is going to be Bomborough.
Bomborough.
Which is a Monster Hunter girl. If I recall.
It's the big fluffy one, isn't it?
It is. It's the giant moose girl.
Oh, she's adorable.
Now, before we get into this, what are we going to rate her out of 10?
I'm going to rate her like an 8.
An 8? Okay. I'm going to give this a... I'll say a seven
okay.
From initial looks.
From initial looks of our reference image,
mm-hmm.
I'm definitely giving this like an 8.
All right.
Big Dommy Mommy energy.
Monster Hunter World.
I'm a big fan of the Big Dommy Mommy energy, as everyone knows.
Let's see. Bomborough, a monster with two giant horns like a running brick wall. It charges at threats while digging its massive horns in the ground, sometimes picking up entire trees along the way.
Found in all biomes, but mostly in the ice area.
Yes, it is weak to dragon and fire, which, for those of you who are new to the Monster Hunter,
portion of the show.
Yeah. Dragons meaning bad dragon dildos and so forth, or other exotic genitalia. Fire is like fire fire cupping or fire play in general.
I think we'd like wax dripping as well. I think
yeah, that was also one.
Yeah.
They are immune to ice, water, and only one star in thunder, so no pocket tasers, no getting the hose out. And also,
no ice cubes.
That's a darn shame. But
really?
Well, the pocket taser at least has become a staple.
So are you telling the viewers to meet up with us and just tase you?
Look, I'm just saying it's become a staple for the Monster Hunter girls on the show at this point.
Pocket taser.
Yes. Anyways, let's translate the sizes from centimeters to inches.
Because we are American.
Or rather, centimeters to feet. Yes, we use the Imperial system.
Yes.
So the smallest...
Will be
7'1" is the smallest.
Ooh.
You are just... Oh my goodness.
Now the biggest.
I'm going to say it's going to be like 9 feet tall.
No, dude, that's like 10 or 11 feet.
No, 9 foot
yeah,
7.
It's like 10 foot.
9 foot 7 is the tallest. There are no shorties along the Bomborough girls. It is only tall girls. And I can just... Spencer is smirking like a motherfucker right now.
Listen, she's fluffy. She's got all that warmth.
You're correct.
Because on top of that, she has to live in thick environments, so she already is thick as fuck.
Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of muscle underneath all that fur. For
God,
sure.
It's so good.
The ailments that she gives is ice blight, fire blight, and water blight. So she is going to affect your stamina and health in a whole lot of ways. Depending on which area you're in, it appears that she gives you ice blight if you're in the hoarfrost, fire blight if you're in a lava region, or water blight if you're in the water areas.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful where you're trying to pick her up in, because you may be shooting quick if you get her in the wrong area.
Looks like she's super weak to bludgeoning, so if you want to use Cat of Nine
Tails. Would that be? Yeah, that would be bludgeoning.
That's bludgeoning.
Yeah, fine, fair enough. Her weak spots are her head and her legs, actually.
Really?
Wow, that's a new one.
That is a new one. So, like, is that, like, a feet fetish thing? Is she likes her foot?
That could also mean thigh jobs as well.
That could be, yeah.
She likes getting thigh massages and foot massages, more than likely.
Okay,
yeah.
Who doesn't?
I mean, you're not wrong, but still.
I feel like everyone has, like, yeah, would you like a massage on your legs? Yeah, sure.
And then, of course, obviously, the head being the weakness, grab the horns and start riding. Or, if you want to be a bit more gentle, head pads for the tall girl.
Tall. she would have to bend down for the bed pads.
That, or you just give them to her when she's giving you a
piggy. Climb her.
Well, yeah, when she's giving you a piggyback ride, you just give her head pads for doing such a great job.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god. Tempered threat level 1, so she doesn't get too mad.
Oh yeah, no, she will not.
She gets disappointed.
Oh my goodness, she will not go after you unless you explicitly make the first strike. Badoom tish.
She doesn't get mad at you. She just gets disappointed.
Yes, indeed. Goodness sakes.
So she likes using trees.
Yes,
like that's like her go-to. What does that translate?
That translates to that's what's gonna be your bed.
Is a bed the tree?
Yeah, the broken down tree is going to be your bed. Or she's gonna try and knock you out with it so she can ride you.
Like, she just has a stick and just goes bonk.
Well, no, she's gonna be... She's 7'1" at smallest. She is picking that tree up with her
arms. And she's
arms.
10 foot at best.
She's 10 foot at her tallest.
At best.
She's gonna be picking those broken trees with her arms, and she's gonna be smacking them with you so she can ride you. If you make the first strike.
Like... You pull up the picture again. Like, just like the look of her. I think she's super cool. I think she...
Those are some long antlers, too.
No, specifically, even the monster itself is like, the antlers are super long.
Mm-hmm.
They're super big. They have to hold all the logs.
Yeah, that is true. So, I would say, you could technically do this with one person. You could solo this kind of adventure, I would say. Make sure that you're prepared for the trees to just smack you across the face unless you're really agile. Otherwise, it's just gonna be a nightmare. But yeah, you could totally do this adventure alone if you wanted to. Though it may be recommended, depending on the region, to get a friend.
Yeah, well, I think that's a for sure get a friend.
Really? You think it's a for sure?
Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
I think would I want her all to myself? Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But I think if we're taking this aspect of we have to weaken her, I think having assistance on this one would be good.
I mean, yeah. You could say that for a lot of the Monster Hunter girls for sure, except for like the Great Chakras.
Yeah, no.
But either way, let's see. I'm trying to think.
She doesn't like, I don't get the feeling of like shame from her, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's definitely confident.
Oh, she with those muscles and that height, oh, I can see why.
Like, yeah, she looks like she's gonna be like, I know you want me. You're gonna have to work for it.
You want this power, now come try and take it.
Come and take it.
Doesn't help that, you know, the tail as well. Although I don't remember seeing much Bonbaro attacks with the tail in the game.
I think it has like one big like platypus kind of slam.
Yeah, and I think that's it. So you won't see too much of the tail going after you. She's mostly going to be charging you.
She gives good head.
Yes.
All those head attacks, man.
Indeed. And the antlers.
Handlebars.
Yes, indeed.
Now, my question is, when dominated, do you cut those off? Because you can do that in the thing.
You can break the antlers in the game.
Is that like a goal?
For me, no. I would not do that to the girl. I would not do that to her. Because I feel like that would just be shaming her at that point. So unless you're trying to do a power loss play or something like that, you could technically break the antlers off because antlers grow back.
They
surprise,
will grow
surprise.
Back.
But unless you're trying to do that, I would not break the antlers myself.
Yeah. She could carry you in them.
She really could. Those things are tall enough that...
And impale you with them.
I mean, if you get her upset enough, yes. If you get her upset enough, she will just impale you, or put put the prongs of the antlers in other places.
Oh no! Oh no! That's a rude awakening.
Yeah, if that's how you find out you love pegging, then that is one heck of an introduction. Let me tell you.
Your introduction's literally step one, gape. There is no working into it.
Would you rather take it from if If you had to be force-pegged by one of the Monster Hunter girls, would you rather have it be done by the Bonbaro antlers or the Odigarin claws?
I'll take the Bonbaro.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, if it's between those two, I'll take the Bonbaro.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Anyways. Obviously, it's like, with the fur, it's not covering up everything. It's covering up, like, obviously the head and most of the chest, and, like, the neck and chest, and the tail as well. But it's not covering much for the lower half, actually, which is surprising.
Yeah, like, it's just muscle, man.
It's just sheer muscle, sheer abs, sheer arms. Oh, yeah, and also, technically, she has three fingers. She doesn't have all five fingers.
Worst hand jobs ever.
Or the best.
Yet to be determined.
Yet to be determined. Okay. Well, I mean, that's what this show is all about, so let's determine it here and now, shall we?
All right, what determines a good hand job? Is it the opposable thumb?
No, it is how nice does the hand feel? This is why it's important to moisturize your hands, ladies and gentlemen.
Because if you don't, it hurts.
If you don't, it feels rough. It doesn't feel great. So make sure to moisturize, or at least put on some lotion for your hands.
Coconut oil.
Before giving a hand job.
Or spit.
I mean, it.
I'll dry quickly.
It'll dry quickly, but it'll help in the moment, I suppose. Although it looks like the tip. I can't tell. Actually, no. Yes, we can. We can with the nice feature of Zoom. Okay, so. There's a little bit, so I was thinking that the little parts, at least from the original Moo Hut photo, I couldn't tell if the edges of the fingers were like fully claws or if they were just fingernails. They are just fingernails, which is good because if they were claws, that would be an entirely different story. Also, disappointing news for the foot fetishists in our audience. There are no feet, there is only hooves.
Only hooves.
So, yeah.
There are people into that.
I know there are people into that specifically, but I don't think they're specifically foot fetishists. You get what I mean?
I feel like what determines foot fetishes and hooves fetishes are the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're the thing that carries their dommy mommy, so they worship them.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, fine. I I can't fully dispute that because I don't want to.
Someone in the comments actually explained it, like, kind of like, it's the thing that is, like, you appreciate them because it transports and helps their dommy mommy. And I'm like, or their girl. And I'm like, I get it. Mm-hmm. And I understand the massaging of feet because you're like, obviously.
There's a lot of nerves in the feet.
There's a lot of nerves. But, like, the part I still understand is the jacking off on the feet.
Yeah, that one's.
Because even the girl's like, I gotta put my socks on now.
Look, some girls are into that.
I've seen a lot of doujin where they're like, he came in my hat, time to put it on.
Yeah, I've seen similar things. Oh, goodness sakes alive. Is there anything else we can talk about?
I think that's about it, honestly. I can't think of anything else about this one.
So what do we want to give our final ratings for the Bonbaro girl?
I'm happy with my 8.
You're happy with your 8?
I'm happy with my 8, maybe 7. I went down a little bit just because I think it's a little basic.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of there's nothing super special about it.
Right.
For me. So I'd probably give this like a 7-8.
Okay.
Like 7.5.
Honestly, I'm thinking about a 6 on this one.
Man, we went down.
We did go down.
It's not bad.
Here's the thing. Yeah, like you said, it's still really good. But there are still just certain monster girls we've done in the past who have these similar aspects, but do them in a
better way.
Well, yeah, a better way or just a more unique way as well. Don't get me wrong. I would still 100% go after a Bonbaro girl if I had the chance. But I think overall, as far as the wide range of monster girls we've had, I think the Bonbaro is a 6 myself.
Okay, I think that's about it. Thank you everybody for listening.
Yes, what would you rate a Bonbaro girl?
Please leave a comment down below what you would rate. On top of that, check out our socials.
Mm-hmm. Yes, be sure to follow us on Twitter, or if you want to follow me individually, since Spencer does not want to give out his Twitter yet. The links for that will also be in the description. But if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, then please consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, go follow us over on Twitter. And be sure to check out the amazing artist.
Oh, this artist is going to be amazing.
Who did the thumbnail for this episode. And we will see you all next time.
Goodbye.